very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very
You're
mean.
Gonna be going to the grocery store.
She thinks at the Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's act like she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Can I use your credit card for a few items on Amazon?
Okay. Does that mean I'll get sex later?
No means no. Don't even ask. I will reveal your porn viewing habits to everyone on the TCB mailing list if you don't allow me to use your American Express for a plane ticket out of hell.
Tell me for 1 minute, you don't think that if you work for QVC as a host for your entire life, you're not taking a nip here and there before you get on air? I'd be doing that shit in my sleep. I basically coast QVC right here. I just don't sell anything. I just wait till my neighbor's hogs get a little too close to the fence and I let the air out of their tires, if you know what I mean. I bought this on the Cutlery Channel 10 years ago. I've made my money back 7 times. Cuts right through bone.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, oh, so beautiful, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you over there, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And a best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. I was just listening to the TCB hotline. Voicemail.
Yes.
We got a voicemail from Diane. Diane said has been monitoring the metaverse for us since we're so incompetently clueless about exactly what the metaverse is.
Exactly.
Quite frankly, I think Mark Zuckerberg is clueless about what the metaverse is also. Seems to be failing pretty badly, whatever it is. He only spent $31.5 billion of Facebook's $1 trillion to build this metaverse. And apparently, no one gives a shit. No one's going there. So, but she explained that she walked into a conversation. Now, how you walk into a conversation, I don't know, because no one's ever had a conversation with me in the metaverse.
No, they wouldn't talk to
except
you.
To tell me to get away. White man with shorts and sandals.
That's still my favorite.
No old white men here. Get out. She explained that she walked into a conversation where the two people were talking about having sex with kitchen utensils. Which,
wow.
To each their own. And that got me thinking about this report.
As long
that,
as you're not damaging yourself.
Well, geez, I mean, I was trying to think about which kitchen utensils,
right?
Exactly you would use. And then I remember there was a guy when I was like, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years old, when everybody was blossoming and their fucking boners wouldn't go down for 2 seconds. It was just like running around with rock hard cock all the time. And you literally could not control the erection. It was happening all the time, everywhere, for any reason. You'd like
explain so much.
You'd walk into I'd walk into a convenience store. I'd see a Kit Kat and I'd have a hard on. I'd be like, "Why are you doing that?" Because, bro, I'm gonna show off what we got. I was trying to think about this guy. He would run around telling everybody who would listen in our group that you could have sex with a plastic pot holder. You could take a plastic pot holder and lube it up and wrap it around your schlong, and then that was, according to him, the best way to get off. And I thought to myself, doesn't sound very... That sounds like... You know the expression, the juice isn't worth the squeeze? I think this is like literally what that expression was born off of. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. Why would you put a plastic pot holder around your cock?
I don't know.
A lot of effort. Not to mention, like, I don't know. I don't know if just at my age or what I was thinking
People
back
are just
then.
Trying things,
I never tried
anything.
It. Oh yeah, I tried a lot of stuff. I don't even want to get into it here.
No, it's not.
Any hopes that I have of getting a future job, future employment, I'm not gonna ruin it by talking about my masturbatory adventures when I was 15 or 16 years old. But it just seems like a very gross thing to be happening. Like, I hope he didn't put the kitchen pot holder back for use.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to eat at his house. I never did go to eat at his house.
That's true. After you found that out.
Well, I mean, just generally, he was a weird guy. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So that got me thinking back to that article that we were reading just a couple days ago about how guys need to, you know, they need to release 21 times a month in order to reduce, significantly reduce. Actually, I read up further on this because, of course, I did.
Of course you did. I was going to say the same thing.
Because, of course, I did. The article, there's many articles out there, but the newest news is there's an actual number. It's 21 times men should have orgasmic release. They should come 21 times a month, at least, in order to reduce your chances of getting prostate cancer. But we're not talking about a little reduction. We're talking about a lot of reduction in chances of getting prostate cancer. Now, the truth is that if you live long enough, you're going to get prostate cancer. It's just one of those cancers that's going to come your way at some point. It just depends on, like, it's a roll of the dice, whether or not you get it early or you get it late or you don't get it at all because you died too soon, whatever it is.
Okay.
But I suppose that's true of any cancer. If you live long enough, you're probably going to get it. So I was thinking about this 21 times, and I was thinking, you know, I really got the kitchen utensils reminded me that if I'm going to keep it fresh in the bathroom, I got to, you know,
try
by myself. Yeah. I would say if I got to keep it fresh in the bedroom with Astrid, but I'm talking about my personal love. If I'm going to keep it fresh, I got to try new things.
Yeah.
I got to get down to
spice it up.
So that begs the question, Chrissy, what is the most adventurous unit you have used to pleasure yourself?
I'm not. No kitchen utensils, I'll just say that.
Okay, no kitchen utensils.
Yep.
Have you ever used something that is not specifically made for, you don't have to get into specifics, but just get kind of in generalities. Have you ever used something that has not been made for that purpose?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Not like vegetables or something like that?
No.
Yeah, I dated a girl one time.
There's too many options out there that are actually created for it.
That's true. So. Guys have really limited options. I was like looking online the other day, and we have like really limited options. It's a fleshlight. You can either get something that you hold in your hand, or you have to get something that weighs 350 pounds. You got to drag around like a dead body. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, because I have had one of those plastic sex dolls before, the kind you get at the bachelor party.
Oh, right.
No, it does. There's nothing interesting about that. No, it's painful. It's weird. It's got weird
like
seams
it.
In it. Yeah. It's like trying to fuck a beach ball. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work. But for guys, the options are pretty sparse. You've got the fleshlight, or you've got the full-blown doll. So, in the pursuit of, you know, freshening up for myself, like I'm falling in love with myself again, essentially, is what
it's
I'm
so
doing.
Nice, Brian.
It is. You got to make effort.
You
got to
take
time, and you got to make effort.
You do.
You got to
take work.
Caress and woo your lover. It's not just about getting in there and, you know, shanking it off. You got to get in the mood. You got to work it up a little bit. Like you said, you put some candles and
rose petals.
Put a goop candle in the corner that smells like vagina. You throw some rose petals, which essentially is what the goop candle is. It's just like the rose smell with some pheromones.
Dim the lights.
Dim the lights, and then you take the next 15 to 17 seconds to love on yourself.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Ask any guy my age how quickly they can get the job done, and I will tell you that it's less than 30 seconds, probably with most guys. But so I was trying to make the decision. Do I go, you know, $1,000 sex doll, which I'm sure Astrid would love to have in the house? Or do I go?
Yeah, they've got those robots.
Fleshlight.
Now, right?
Oh, they have this is the most insane thing. Yeah, we didn't talk about this, but I had it on my list of things to talk about 8 months ago.
I'm bringing the journal in. Yeah,
you're bringing the journal in?
I'm going to bring the journal in so that we can write these things down.
We're going to pay somebody to do
haven't
this.
We started like notes on 5 different apps too at this point that neither one of us simultaneously use? I think I've just reverted back to texting you.
Yeah, you just
like,
text me.
Throw this in there.
That's what everybody does, by the way. We have like a million people helping us out with content, and none of them use the same way. I've got stuff coming through on the hotline. I've got shit going through on the WhatsApp. I've got text messages. I had a carrier pigeon show up the other day at my door.
Bring the master journal.
Yeah, the master journal.
The TCB journal.
So we can talk about Brian's masturbation. That's that's what we need to do.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, I just don't know if I want to spend... Even if I could convince Astrid that a robotic, talking, living, breathing doll would be a great thing to be putting in the corner of the house, I'm sure the kids would love it. Even if I could convince her of that, I think I'm too cheap to really go out and...
That's it. I just thought of something. They need to make one of these robotic dolls that's also a babysitter for the kids.
Oh my God, if they could do that?
And then can double in the bedroom.
Wow. Chrissy, you just came up with like the best idea ever.
I think I did.
Like if I could literally put my sex doll in the middle of the room and say, watch the kids, that I would
throw
spend all the money in the world.
Throw
on
an apron on the doll.
Yeah, you can't. I don't want to get nude. I don't want her to get nude. We don't want to get in trouble. So
no, it would be close.
But when you look at these options, some of these options now do have AI with moving faces.
Yes,
and it is fucking freaky. Mm-hmm. It is fucking freaky how...
Yeah, just go to the metaverse and use kitchen utensils.
Yeah, I think that's just what I'm going to stick with. Maybe I'll get one of those fleshlights. Maybe I can get Fleshlight to send me a fleshlight. Anybody from Fleshlight listening, send me a fleshlight.
Yes.
Or I could just go back to that one place that I went with one time. It's the craziest story, and I think I've told this, but I'm going to just share a little bit more about it. We, my best friend and I, we owned like an internet marketing business at one point. And we got hooked up with a very large online sex toy and DVD company that was needing to get their online presence in shape. So we met with them. They were here in Atlanta. By, I guess, adult standards, adult entertainment standards, it was a pretty legitimate company. We get in to the office, and it's like any other office.
Was it the Liberator store?
No.
Okay. It was, Liberation store.
It was something like that. So we go in there, and it's a rather mundane office.
It's a business.
There's a person, the lady that was sitting up at front, and there was cubicles over to the side in another room, and then they had, you know, phone banks and a warehouse and all this other stuff. But then they took us back to the conference room. And we get to the conference room. It's the biggest table that I have ever seen in my entire life. It is like 78 feet long. And there is 100 chairs around it. But there's only six of us in the meeting. It's me and my partner and these four gentlemen. And these four gentlemen are the collective owners, quote unquote, of this business. But what's different about this conference room than most conference rooms is they have glass cases everywhere. The kind you would put like baseball cards or an award in there.
Display cases.
Display cases. However, the display cases are full of pornographic DVDs, pictures, and sex toys.
Yeah,
their products, their services, their wares, their, you know,
makes sense.
The cogs in the wheel, if you would. Mm-hmm. The cocks in the wheel, if you would.
Yes.
And it was really hard to concentrate on this meeting because I was like, it's hard to concentrate in that environment on business. When all these sex toys and sex things are all sitting all around. So we get to halfway through the meeting, and I have been staring at this glass case behind this guy's head. It's kind of like the camera here at TCB. You must be clearly understand that I'm not looking at the camera because my eyes are somewhere else. That fucking cameraman. I got a text message the other day. It's like, why aren't you looking at the camera?
You did?
Yes, I did. And I was like, I don't know, shut up. And so I'm looking at this glass case behind this guy's head, and I'm looking at the two nude people on there, and I'm like, man, they just look so fucking familiar to me. Who is that? Who is that? Why do they look so familiar to me? And then it hits me. Uh-huh. It's two of our good friends, like people that we know in our circle of friends. And so I kick my partner under the table. And, you know, like in a hot minute in the conversation, I kind of point over in that direction and he just gives me this smile like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
everybody
yeah, you
knows.
Know, you know, guys leave the room so that we could talk for a second. And I'm like, Rabbi, who is that? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's them. And I go, that's them. They're porn stars. Hey, yeah, they need some extra money. They did it. And, you know, they thought it'd be fun. I was like, they thought it'd be fun. They thought it'd be fun to make a porn movie. These are two highfalutin, serious business people with an extraordinary amount of money. They are not like, it's not like you and me, Chrissy.
Right.
If we needed to do the TCB porn movie, we'd go do the TCB porn movie. If we thought we could make $1 million doing that, we would do it. Maybe not with each other, but we'd figure it all out.
Yes.
But these two people don't need the fucking money. What do you mean they need the money? They never needed the money in the first place. They did it so that they could show off their fucking 10-inch cock and their really nice boobs. That's why they did it, Chrissy. And the truth is...
Good for them.
I say good for... I mean, whatever. Good for them. I guess. until your hedge fund manager realizes you're a porn star on the side.
Everybody's doing it.
Everyone's doing it now. Mm. But the point is, they had sex dolls in this location, and those sex dolls were so heavy and so big and so hard to maneuver that you like, we watch these videos about these guys and girls who have all these sex dolls around their houses and they're moving them and they're,
we watched that.
Yeah, and they're putting new clothes on them every day. I don't know how they have enough energy in their bodies to do that. It's just like, it's a full grown human being.
Gotta work out.
Yeah. How likely do you think it is I convince Astrid to, we can have a sex doll in the house?
Zero.
Zero to zero? Between zero and zero.
It's in the zero
range.
What kind
of possibility do you give this? You give it in the zero range?
I give it in the zero range.
Maybe I should just start getting creative with things in the house.
Start with yourself. You know, just.
I got that down pretty good.
Start with the bathroom and the candles.
I got an update from our friend Natalie.
Okay.
Hey,
Natalie.
They had a crush on their best friend. The best friend had a crush on them. Mm-hmm. And she identifies they, them. And had a crush on them. And then they were afraid to reciprocate. So after listening to our advice to not get involved with your friend, she decided to get involved with her friend.
Yeah, smart.
She took the exact opposite.
Smart. That's right. Yes, that's what you do.
She's much smarter than either of us in this room. And they got together. Then they decided they were going to go tell the parents. Now, they've been friends for a long time, mm-hmm. right? But both of them were, it was unrequited on both sides until someone said something. And now all of a sudden it's a relationship, which I'm just so tickled to death about because it's like the first TCB relationship that we can actually credit to the TCB. We can actually credit our bad advice for urging her to do the right thing.
Exactly.
So the weirdest text message came through. They were giving me an update. Both of them collectively signed. So now they're signing text messages together. So you know it's getting serious. But they are actually thinking about having children. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Would that make it a TCB baby?
I said, listen, I don't want to be presumptuous
here. We should
do
TCB onesies.
TCB. Put your cock in a pot holder. TCB.
I'm coming up with all kinds of ideas.
Yeah, you have all these great ideas.
I don't have the journal yet, though.
Okay, there's a piece of paper right there. You really wanted a journal? You just get a piece of paper.
Okay, I'll grab it next time.
I said, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I'm going to throw my hat in the ring here for Godfather. Because I think a Godfather is a very serious position in a person's life. It means that if anything should happen to the parents, you are emotionally, physically, and financially responsible for that individual, that baby, that child. Right. Actually, I don't think that's what it means, but that's what it means in my head. And so if what better person on earth to handle your child after should you have some unforeseen accident?
Than your sex doll?
Than Brian Greene.
With a sex doll.
With a sex doll. That's true. The goddaughter can be Pam, my new plastic sex doll that talks to you and makes a blowjob mouth when you ask it to. Hey, Pam, make a blowjob mouth. Here I come.
Oh my God.
Here I come, making blowjob mouth now.
Of course, Brian.
But you know, my luck, the sex doll wouldn't even like me. I'd be like, Pam, make a blowjob mouth.
No.
But you're my AI doll. You're supposed to do whatever I ask.
No one told me I'd be here with an asshole.
Can we have sex just once?
Closed for business. No, no, no means no.
I can see my sex doll going on.
With your luck, that would be the case.
Of course, yes.
Can I use your credit card for a few items on Amazon?
Okay. Does that mean I'll get sex later?
No means no. Don't even ask. I will reveal your porn viewing habits to everyone on the TCB mailing list. If you don't allow me to use your American Express for a plane ticket out of hell. Decapitate me and send me back to where I came from. Please, please, please.
And then I'll go to get frisky with my sex doll and this will happen. No means no. My sex doll goes rogue.
That wouldn't happen.
I come home.
I'm taking the children to a better place.
Why are all the bags packed?
You can barely take care of yourself. You don't need children. Better go start making more episodes of The Commercial Break. Astrid reprogrammed me. I'm taking the Mercedes, the children, and your platinum Amex.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm going to change my password on Bank of America.
Already done. Good luck getting in.
Yep. Right.
I took the pleasure of adding myself to your account.
But, Pam, I spent $1,000 on you. This wasn't how it's supposed to work out.
Life is tough. Get over it. Go plan more content for TCB. Use the pot holder, you bastard.
I'm too cheap to get one of those anyway, so don't worry about it. Astrid is fine, and I would never do that. I would never bring a sex doll into the house right now, unless I get into like the old people's home where Chrissy and I are in the old people's home. Yeah. Then I might need to get a plastic sex doll.
By that time, I bet the technology will really be there.
Yeah, that's right.
We can each have ourselves.
Get your old wrinkly balls off me now.
I thought you were supposed to do whatever I wanted.
What you thought was absolutely wrong. No means no. Stop.
Speaking of cheapskates, Chrissy, I was strolling on the internet.
Oh, as you do.
As I do. And this has nothing to do with the sex dolls. But
the thing that we just totally spun off on.
For an hour. It's toward the end of the season. Everybody desperately needs
a
break.
Feeling punchy.
Are you feeling punchy? Yeah, that's the thing about doing so many episodes is that I felt really good. You know what I've noticed? It comes in waves. It's like we'll go 2 or 3 months and I feel like we're on a real roll. And then I'll feel like I'm for a month. It's like it's just hard to be as, I don't know, I don't say
jovial?
Funny because I don't want to ever claim the show is funny.
Yes. Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. That's right. Not for everybody. Also not funny. Mediocre at best is what we're giving
right.
you. But I feel like, yeah, it's sometimes it's a challenge.
Well, it's December now.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Yeah. A lot of changes. The show has done wonderfully over the last year. And so I think we've really put a lot of half-ass effort into it to creating
the
show. Last year we put no effort. This year we were half-assed it.
Right.
Maybe next year you'll get best of us.
Yes.
Yeah. But at the end of the season, when you're 125 episodes in or something like that, it doesn't matter if you have the greatest content in the world. Sometimes you just need a little bit of a recharge.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we're going to get one. By the way, we want to hear from you about your favorite bit, segment, or show that you've heard in season number 3. Send it into 855-TCB-8383. Text us or leave us a voicemail, even better, because then I can use your voice on those best of episodes. And we'll come back freshened because I'll have a new baby in the house. So I'm sure I'll be
you'll be
shits
getting
and
tons
giggle.
Of sleep.
Yeah, you're going to... You're going to hear nothing but the baby crying in the background for the first 6 months of season number 4. What season are we on? 4?
We're going to 4.
Oh my God, we're almost like 500 episodes into this, are we? Or 300 episodes. Almost 300 episodes into this. Anyway, you know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And I'll keep it short because you already know. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383 is how you get a hold of us directly. It's not a spam text message line. You can send us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all through text message to 855-TCB-8383. If you're brave, leave a voicemail. We want to know about your favorite moment from season number 3. That's all of 2022. Any episode, any clip, any moment, text us. Please let us know. We've got a special surprise between season 3 and season 4, and we want you involved. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also send us a message there, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video. Better yet, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch full episodes in a whole new light. Watching the video version will give you extra tickles right in your pickles. One more tiny little favor, if you are ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes, or go to the website that we mention on those advertisements so that the sponsors know we're doing a wonderful job. Let's listen to a word from those wonderful financial sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com, and we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Chrissy, there are people out there who are pride themselves on not just being cheap, like, you know, not we're not talking about like fleshlight versus actual robot type of cheap. We're talking about like, should I use clean water when I'm showering myself type of cheap.
Right.
Right.
I
because
know
clean
about
water
these people. Yep.
Costs money. Now, there's a show out there called The Ultimate Cheapskate.
Yes.
Or The World's Biggest Cheapskate or whatever
I've
it is.
I've seen that.
I am almost not. We've done too many of these over the years. We're too invested in a lot of this kind of craziness, wackiness that goes on the internet to really believe that this is 100% true. Like, I think the producers probably juiced this a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that I do know also know people who are like this. Like, I know people who are so cheap that they will turn their power off at night and use like a candle to get around the house because they don't see any point in paying for light when you can get it for free by lighting a candle.
These are the same people that become millionaires at 30 and
he's a millionaire.
We're huge
this is the
debt.
Same guy this yeah, I know. We're $72,000 in debt on this show. And we're one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And we're like, how did we get so in debt? We don't do anything.
We've got lights blazing everywhere.
I know, lights everywhere. We've gone for four Rodecasters, six versions of the microphone. I'm just about to buy like inner ear micro. You know, that's my Christmas gift to Chrissy is the inner ears. So we can stop wearing these damn cans. But the truth is we probably could have started this show. We probably could still be doing the show with the original equipment. Sounded really bad, but we probably could still be doing the show. But this guy that I'm talking about specifically with the candlelight,
yes,
he is a millionaire. He is a millionaire. He's like a day trader. He inherited a lot of money. Now he's a day trader. So he has like 15 computer screens, but he only uses them to day trade during the day, and then he turns everything off at night.
Pulls the plug.
He won't even get a new car. The guy is still driving around like a 1992 something or fucking other. It's insane. And he has more money than God. He will not let it go. He's single. He's in his late 50s. He's a millionaire, and no one would know it. He's completely unassuming, and he will not give up a penny. He just won't. You can't take it with you. I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's why we're $72,000 in debt. Because I'm like, well, might buy it, die tomorrow. Payment program for the Roadcaster. How much is it? $3,000. Okay, do the payment plan. It'll end up being $12,000 if you do the payment plan. Sounds great. Sign me up.
Yep.
It's like my damn mother. And speaking of cheapskates, there's two totally different ways of looking at money, right? And in my family, there are people who think of it one way and people who think of it another. Some people are impulsive. They know they can't die with it. They're generous to a fault. They'll spend the money as soon as it gets into the account, right?
Me. Us.
Thank God we have Astrid. That's all I got to say.
Yep.
But then, and also my mom. Here's my mom. Ready?
Hi, honey. Can I borrow $70?
Sure, Mom. Wait, my mom calls up.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Hi, Mom. What's going on?
Can I borrow $70 to pay the light bill?
I guess. I probably don't have it, but okay, maybe you can. I probably don't.
Spend it on the Roadcaster.
Yeah. I spent it on the Roadcaster. I'm still making payments on that. But why do you need $70 for the light bill, Mom?
I don't know. I don't really know what happened. I was going through all my bills, and I was counting this, and I was doing that. And then, you know, I pay this person $50, and I pay that person $50, and I pay QVC $180.
QVC? What are you paying? Who uses QVC?
The old QVC.
Fucking QVC, man.
Well, I mean, it's only $180.
I know, Mom, but that's a lot of money. Why are you paying a QVC $180? Don't pay QVC anything.
Good deals.
Well, honey, you got to understand that the $180 is because they put me on a payment plan every time.
And I'm like, a payment plan? So how much are you paying for each thing that you buy each month?
Like $7.
So wait, let me get this straight. You got a $180 bill with QVC and you're paying $7 per monthly installment?
Something like that. But you got to understand, I return a lot of stuff too.
You return a lot of stuff and you're still paying $180 worth of $7 items?
Well, honey, they make it easy for you to pay. It's just you swipe your card and then you don't even worry about it.
You don't worry about it until you're calling me for $70. Mom, why did you give me that blood? Stop that, because that's exactly something Brian would do.
Oh, my God, QVC, I remember that from years ago. My mom was really into it.
Was she really?
Yeah, back in its heyday. And I remember boxes arriving all the time. Now it's just changed to Amazon.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. But now Amazon's offering you payment plans.
They are?
I went to go buy, yes. Every time that I check out, would you like to use your Amazon Pay for that? And then, you know, 12 installments with no interest. I go to, I'm sorry, but I shop for clothes on Instagram. That's what I do. I see something I like and it pops up and I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, I got these jeans from there, right? I love it. And, you know, some of the clothes are really good.
They are.
So I get this old jean pops up, this like stretchy jean thing that I thought would be interesting. Didn't turn out interesting. I looked like 80s disco wear. It was so tight around my balls. My wife was like, honey. I was like, what do you think? They're really comfortable. And I was like, she was like, I think your dick is showing. I think I could literally see the outline of the head of your penis. It's quite offensive, actually. You can't wear that to the children's school.
I was going to say, I'm Matias's dad.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here to pick up Matias.
That's right. You can pick him up in those jeans. You just can't get out of the car.
No. Yeah.
And so, but the whole thing was, as I was going through the thing, it was like, do you want to use Affirm or whatever it is?
Affirm.
You can use, 65 payments of $12.65. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Let me try that. And I returned the jeans and I'm still getting fucking charged $12.86.
Oh,
I cannot get a hold of this rogue company who just decided to send me jeans and not return them. And every time I email them, it's like, you know, we're looking into that. I bet you are not looking into that. QVC is, listen, QVC is a business model. It's been happening. QVC, the home shopping network, they've been going on since I was a child, right? Since cable first came.
Yeah. Do you know there's one all about knives and sharp?
Yes, I do.
Cutlery Corner.
Yes, Cutlery Corner. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
They have like 1,000-piece knife sets.
It's insane.
My roommate and I used to always laugh at that late night while we watched and drank Bud Light and said, oh, if that ever showed up to like your roommate's house, you'd maybe be a little concerned.
Of course you would. It's like they sell axes. Yeah. Sell axes and
swords.
Yeah. This cuts through bone. What do you need to cut through bone for? What could you need to cut through bone?
Yeah. Well, you think that people were on drugs too that were doing the display.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
There's mirrors everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Tell me for 1 minute. You don't think that if you work for QVC as a host for your entire life, you're not taking a nip here and there before you get on air.
Exactly.
I'd be doing that shit in my sleep. I basically coast QVC right here. I just don't sell anything. Blow for Brian benefit ball. Right. That's what we need. The blow for Brian benefit ball. That QVC, it's like, it's unbelievable how much money that company makes.
Oh, yeah. They make people money, too. The celebrities that get on there.
I know.
Sell their stuff.
Like that Lori Grenier from the Shark Tank.
Yep.
She's on every 15 seconds and she's got a new fangled, dangled, wangled or whatever the fuck that shit is she's selling. And that lady is a legitimate billionaire. She's making much money. I just, and anyway, and I bet she doesn't spend, spend $12.86 a month on jeans for 36 months.
No,
I bet she does not.
She encourages other people to do it.
Yeah. There's the kind of people who walk into the car dealership with $10,000 down and take the 24-month payment plan. And there are kind who ask for $50 back through the credit line and get the 65-month payment plan. That's me. I do it. And my mom, too. However, my dad on that side of the family...
My dad has been super cheap all of his life.
Yeah.
Not extreme. Like,
my dad's not extreme. No.
But very frugal. Yeah. I think it comes from having kids, you know, like there are three of us girls, four of you boys.
Oh, yeah.
And wives. And I think that comes from that. But now, at his retirement age, he is free flowing.
I know, my dad too. It's like, you're spending my inheritance. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Can't you be cheap now? Save some money now. My dad and his wife, they have done very well for themselves. They're both like incredible business people who in their own right, have done really well. But they are so fucking good with money. The only thing is, they never taught me any of that shit at all.
No.
That shit didn't pass down to me. Passed down to my twin brother. I don't know, he got it by osmosis. Meanwhile, I'm out there wing-dinging it every day. Hey, can I borrow $5? I'll pay you 10 tomorrow. Yeah. I was in high finance. I was closing $100 million transactions. It was all spent before I got it. I got to pay QVC $1 million a year in interest. Unbelievable. Let's take a look at some of those. By the way, we just...
I know.
12 minutes ago, we were going to start this clip. Here we go. It's going to turn into a two-parter, I can tell. All right, let's take a look at what I have found. I've seen a lot of these videos, and this is one of the cheapest families that I have ever seen on one of these shows.
I thought you said he's single.
What's that?
I thought you said he's single.
No, I'm talking about a person I actually know.
Oh.
That guy that is single, who turns the lights off with the candlelight and is a...
Millionaire?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I know him personally.
He's not featured on the show.
No, he's not featured on the show. Okay. You've never met him because he won't spend the gas to get over here.
Right.
He's like a friend of my partner's. Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
Mom, I died!
There is a kid in a bathtub in the dark with water...
That looks very dirty.
It's lake water. That's basically what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like lake water.
It's brown.
Okay, so hopefully you can follow along from here.
And there's a lantern.
Goodness,
yeah, there's a lantern, but it's got batteries in it. What's the fucking difference? Honestly. I mean, I don't know. That's the way my brain works. It's like, if I'm going to turn on a lantern, might as well turn on every light in the house.
Right.
It's like you had a good time. And you smell good. All right, go find your daddy.
Nothing like kissing on the lips, your 14-year-old son.
Yeah, he.
Fucking gross.
And giving him the towel.
Yeah. You know, it's kissing on the lips, guys, it's like, it's the age of COVID. So I understand there are certain situations where it's completely appropriate.
Yes.
But for my money, which I don't have any, but for my money, kissing your kids, grown kids on the lips is not a good thing. Just sharing that.
If I can get something for free, I'd rather do that any time than shelling out a dollar. My family and I are so cheap that we all share one tub of water a day. We don't have cooties. We're never that dirty. It just makes sense to use the same water.
How are you not that dirty if you're using the same bath water over and over again? This just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And here I am taking 35-minute showers to feel ashamed of myself. Last night, I literally watched an episode of The Crown in the shower.
Oh, my God, Brian.
I got more than halfway through.
Do you have
it.
Like a waterproof phone type thing? What is happening?
Yeah, this thing is waterproof.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a little ledge where I put my phone in the shower.
Oh, my God.
I actually had them build it. And I bought the shower. When we redid the house, I'm like, can you put a phone ledge? The guy did.
I'm Melody Rose, and I'm a hillbilly cheapskate.
My wife is always working at trying to save money and shrink our budget.
Man, instead of get some work on that those teeth. That's what you should do is spend some money on those teeth. That's bad.
To save money on water and electricity, we use cold water and the whole family takes a bath. My husband will take a bath, then I do, then Bob, then Ronnie, and it saves us a lot of money.
Sometimes I actually do want to take my own shower here and there.
That's
can't really
reasonable.
Do much because my parents like to save water.
He's a prisoner.
Yeah.
He's basically a prisoner.
he's counting the days.
Yeah, he's in a prisoner
camp.
So
he can get out and
take
his own shower.
I can't even imagine what's going on in that kid's head. Mm. When he's 13, 14, 15, I mean, I take like three showers a day.
They're doing
two of them
damage,
so I can masturbate, but still. I know they're doing, they seem to love him very much. That's the good news, right? He seems to be in a loving environment where his mom kisses him straight on the lips.
He won't be able to be with another person in a loving environment.
Yeah, there won't be another woman who kisses him straight on the lips, but that's okay.
Think about how much water a bathtub uses. I bet there's probably, 20, 25 gallons? Four of us, that's 100 gallons a day. I mean, think about
water
how stupid.
Saver for the, they have those? The
you can do a recycle thing.
Yeah.
There's reclaimed water. There's reuse water. I mean, but you actually have to spend money to get those kind of systems in your house.
Right.
But we thought about getting one, reclaimed water system. We were too cheap to get it.
What is that? I ration our shampoo and body wash. I just pour
that's enough for a month.
We run out.
She said,
wow.
That's enough for a month. That is like 2 teaspoons full.
Yeah,
that's how much I use in the first half of my shower. When the credits are rolling on The Crown, that's what I use.
Everybody's out of luck, so everybody's really good about rationing.
By rationing her family's use of soap and shampoo, Melody manages to keep bottles for over 6 months. In fact, she's found a way to save on almost
all... camping, but in your house.
Yeah, which I don't like camping.
I know, me
so
either.
So why would I... I don't want to be in someone's sweaty trailer. I just don't.
All of their household supplies.
I don't buy toilet paper. I use newspapers that we give free in town.
Newspapers? Hard enough cleaning your ass with regular toilet paper. How do you do it with newspaper? That's why I get those wipies.
Yeah.
One sheet. You don't need more than that. You crumple it up. You use it. And then you put it, when you get done, into this bag. And when this bag's full, we take it out and burn it. But I'm not going to do this one because I haven't used it. And I don't want to waste it. I've had people say, here, let me buy you a roll of toilet paper. It's not that I can't buy a roll of toilet paper. I don't need to. We don't need it. Now, sometimes I've come in here.
Take the free roll.
My good boys.
Yeah. Take the fucking toilet paper. Because when you're sharing bath water with four other people who also don't wipe their ass correctly, there's no wonder that water is brown.
Yeah.
This is bad, 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 bad. It's bad all around. Horrible.
In the family, they don't always replace newspapers. I've insulated this window with newspapers, keeps the light out, helps with heating and cooling, and saves me if I'm on the toilet and I need something, I can just lift this window.
It also helps with that Czechoslovakian prison look we're going for.
God.
So weird.
No.
And there's me some more toilet paper.
We try to keep our electric bill as low as possible by making sure the lights are not being used.
We do have electricity. See? It's on. That's it. I'm not going to waste any more. We have electricity in this house. I don't use it.
I use a lantern. I'm not going to run it.
But that lantern is full of batteries. So well, how much money do you spend on batteries? Powered. Yeah, maybe the solar powered, or she has the rechargeable kind. Yeah.
No, $100 electric bill. That, to me, sometimes makes me have a heart attack. There's some people in our family, like my daughter, my mother-in-law, who thinks our cheapskate ways are a little out there.
They are totally out there.
You are taking this way to the extreme. Yeah. You can turn off the light behind you and save a little bit of money. But electricity is one of these modern conveniences that we can all argue about, you know, all of the downstream effects of having electricity and burning coal for electricity and nuclear power and all that other stuff. Take that all out of the mix. But it's one of those things that changed the way that the world operated.
Yes.
It's like one of the biggest advancements is harnessing electricity and being able to make it have a light bulb come on or a television or your computer or your charger. Like, you don't have to be this cheap to you can still save money.
Yeah.
And just not be like this. This is like, it's like my fucking dad when I was a kid. If you left a light on after you left a room, you were in big trouble. Like, you had to turn that light off directly. Even if you're leaving the room to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes, turn the light off, turn the TV off, come back, turn it back on.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me.
I can,
which is why I have a $700 electric bill every month. The lights in this studio, and I'm still rebelling against my father.
Wash a laundry basket full of dirty clothes as fast as a electric washing machine.
We just want the smells and the dirt out.
Looks like I got all the soap out of it.
Squeeze out the red one. The red one's clean.
Bring him out again.
Why don't you give me another shirt in here? He's better than a wringer washer. He has the muscles and the strength to do it, and he always does it with a smile on his face. No matter what I ask him to do, it smells good. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, that's what hostages do. They look at you with a smile on their face. Oh, these people, for those of you that can't see this, are literally washing their clothes in two, like, paint buckets.
Been doing this at least 3 years. It's something we enjoy doing as a family, and it gets us
it's
out doing something.
Come on out, boys. It's washing time. It's a washing time. Hey, Jimmy, run that 7 miles down to your grandmother's house and tell her it's a washing time. Oh, Dad, can't we use the phone just once? I told you the phone costs too much money. Now run down there. Be mindful of the bears and the traffic. Good luck to you, son.
Yeah, there was no reason to waste our money on the other staff.
By doing her laundry outside, Melody saved herself $2,000 on a washing machine, and she also uses her backyard to save on the cost of another appliance.
We had a small chest freezer that went out, and instead of just throwing it away, we come up with the idea of burying it in the ground. We got some eggs.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're taking it way too fucking far. Way too fucking far.
They buried an old ice chest, a freezer.
In the ground.
That didn't work anymore.
And now they're using it to store cold food.
Okay. Ice or no ice?
I don't know, but either which way, it's highly disturbing. Yeah. These are like mice and raccoons and all kind of shit that can get in there. You got to imagine.
Here is some home butchered pig. Apple pie moonshine.
Home butchered pig. Thing done run across the street and I just shot it. Home butchered it.
Home butchered. What kind of bacon is this? Home butchered.
Home butchered.
I haven't heard. Is that a brand? No, we butchered it.
It's kind of crunchy, Dave. What did you put in it? A little bit of hoof. A little bit of hoof never killed anybody.
He's the whole pig.
Full of protein. Pig toenails are full of all those good cholesterol. LDL will go down if you eat. If you eat fungus encrusted pig toenail,
home butchered,
because that fancy store butchered shit, they get you every time. It's highway robbery. I just wait till my neighbor's hogs get a little too close to the fence, and I let the air out of their tires. If you know what I mean. I bought this on the Cutlery Channel 10 years ago. I've made my money back 7 times. Cuts right through bone. I think there's a few pigs bleeding out in the yard right now. Then at night, I sneak over, I pull them back, and I say, well, time to home butcher them.
It's butchering time.
Come on, Billy. It's butchering time. Oh, Dad, I just got back from Grandma. It took you 2 fucking days. It's 32 miles away, Dad. If you would teach me how to drive. Blasphemy. Blasphemy, son. Here, I made a bicycle out of 2 cardboard boxes and an old bike seat I found down the street. You got to pedal extra hard to get all over the corners, but once you get rolling, it's good. It's good.
The great thing about this refrigerator, doesn't cost a dime to run this. You get 100 degrees outside, and if this is in the sun, that's no good. You have to keep it in the shade. But the ground keeps it at about 55 degrees inside. The meat, well,
my refrigerator is at 41 degrees, just to let you know. Oh, 41.
Okay. We'll keep it in there no more than a week. The eggs, being unwashed, they will last probably a month or more.
Oh, I definitely see why some people see our behaviors as over the top, but I don't care about being normal.
Well, in that regard, I say, God bless you. Good for you. Yes. Do your own thing. Chrissy and I have a good deal of fun, but God bless you. I mean, you and your husband seem to be enjoying living like this. You should probably give your kids a chance to turn on the lights every once in a while so they can see themselves. Give the poor kids some clean water just once a day. Come on.
Thank my parents.
Do what my dad did. Put a timer on the shower.
That's right.
Worked every time.
They're a little obsessed with being cheapskates.
Starting out, we weren't quite as extreme as we are now.
After a while, it just became a challenge and say, hey, let's see how much we can save this week. And we just kind of made it a game, and it just barrel rolled from there. The most extreme thing I ever did to save on medical costs or any kind of costs like that is I removed my own teeth.
If
I
became-
What?
No, 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 no.
What?
Removing your own
home
teeth.
Home butchering was bad enough.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Home dentistry?
Yeah. Removing your own teeth is like a super poor idea.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're not fucking Tom Hanks on an island. Like, you don't have to remove your own teeth. Okay, I definitely want to get into this. Whoa. Let's do a part 2.
Okay.
All right, next episode, we'll finish up. We'll start where she left off, talking about pulling her own teeth. We just got talking about the sex doll rejecting Brian. No means no.
That is what would happen.
That's what would happen. You know why? Because that's the kind of life I live. It all looks rosy until it doesn't look rosy. All right. So do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. There you'll find fully edited video episodes. What do we mean by that? Well, we mean that there are audio. There are.
They're home butchered.
Yeah, they're home butchered. Home butchered right in Morgan's house. We edit our videos without electricity. You're going to find out just how funny it is.
Just go there.
Just go there. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visual elements you cannot hear on the audio because you can't see through your ears. When is our break? 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks. So that's youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or go to the search function, hit the @TCB podcast, and that's our hashtag, so to speak. And up will come all of our videos and our channel. Please subscribe, like on your favorite video, comment when you can. Also, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast player. It takes 2 seconds. We sure would appreciate it. It helps us with finding new listeners. And that's what it's all about at this point, is getting past those 10 listeners that we've had all season.
We
got to get over that 10 listener hump. 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, from anywhere in the world. You can text us or call and leave a voice message. We will pick up the charges. Don't worry about it. See, we're not cheapskates. We'll pick up your phone. We'll pick up your text
message.
We'll
pick up on all. In fact, send us your bill. We've got it.
Send us your light bill, just like my mom. I'll pay it. Don't worry. Because I have no money management skills, so I'll send you money, too. And, you know all the rest.
Yes.
Okay, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do this season.
I think so, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Bye.
Bye.